Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comment for today, Thursday, February the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 3¾ cents at 444.5, March wheat down 6¾ cents at 588.5, and March beans down 14¼ cents at 1208. We did have a sale this morning of 209,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico. But when you look at these weekly figures, just a disaster for beans, a total of 165. That's the lowest number I can remember in quite some time. The wheat was 337. That was low. Corn was a good number, 1.35, 1.2 of old crop. So a little bit of business done there. Didn't really seem to help the corn overnight here with the beans down as much. The crude oil is up 50 a barrel. The dollar is up 30, metals are lower, so it's a little bit mixed out there. Obviously, the export sales and the beans pushed the beans lower here, but they were low before that came out. And we had some forecast for some rains in Argentina in the next couple of days out here, but another forecast that I watch pretty consistently doesn't seem to show very much rain in the 6 to 10 day. Maybe past 7-8 days out there, then we get some rains. But the temperatures look pretty hot again. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but the market took it as bearish here with the one forecaster changing their mind. Not a whole lot of other news out there. We're going to get the crush number today. They're expecting 206 million, so it's good domestic demand for the beans. You know, we had the key reversal in the corn on Tuesday, followed up yesterday with a half cent higher. But if we close the corn, you know, down 2 or 3 cents here today, it's going to negate the key reversal. And that certainly isn't going to look good on the charts. Yesterday, I think I mentioned that, you know, with corn only up a half a cent after the key reversal, it showed that the funds really weren't aggressive buyers at all in the corn market. And that's what it's going to take to turn this thing around out here. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here that's going to help these grains, with the exception of, you know, if you believe the Argentinian forecast gets real hot next week, then maybe you got something to hang your coat on. But you know, I just don't really see much else out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.